Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
Thank you for choosing to listen to this message by Elder Vincent T. Edwards, pastor of True Holiness Church of God in Christ in Tallahassee, Florida. We believe that you'll be blessed by the Word of God shared during this time. Now here's Pastor Edwards.
But do we really, really know and understand? Today, all I want to do is to test you so that when you leave from this place, you will have an understanding of what today really means. So many of us from time we could probably not even take care of ourselves, have spent this day in somebody's church. But although we were present in somebody's service, did we ever understand and know what the service was really all about? And not only that, but did the service transform us by way of our thinking so that we would realize and understand what it is that happened and has occurred to give us the answer to want to be like the women and go tell somebody that he died? Or do we just want to sit down about our day-to-day issues? I'm not going to be a theological teacher this morning. I just want everybody to understand who my Jesus is. And I was informed by some young people that a lot of times the millennial generation, they come to church and we, being church, make the assumption when we make reference to certain stories, they understand the background. And a lot of times, they have no clue. They have no understanding. They know that, okay, it's Easter, I'm supposed to go to church. But this day started long time ago, back in the garden. Even when man fell from grace. And the Lord looked down and he said, I must make a way to reconcile my creation back to me. So he looked down the annals of time and said, one of these days I'm going to send my son. Because man had sinned, and without shedding of blood, there could be no remission or forgiveness of sin. So what God did was he had to have a perfect sacrifice to cover our sin. And that perfect sacrifice was the Word of God, which is Jesus, who came down from heaven. Because it took something sinless to be able to wash away sin. So God sent his son, and so he was born of the Virgin Mary. The virgin birth. So he was born, and so that's when we celebrate Christmas, the birth of Christ. And so why was Christ born? Because he came to fulfill his purpose to reconcile man to God and to save us from our sin. And so he was born, and he lived and did a lot of different things. And his birth was even prophesied in the Old Testament, and so it was fulfilled in the New Testament. and historians actually document not only the birth of Jesus, but also his death and resurrection. So there's scientific evidence to support the crux of our faith. Just giving you a background. And so he lived and he did miracles, and we talk about this Jesus, but then he taught truth. He taught truth, and that's why they wanted to get rid of him, because he taught the truth. And you notice today, when people speak truth, they want to get rid of him. And so he spoke the truth, and they sought to kill him, but it wasn't time until it was his time. When it finally came time for him to be crucified, he stood before Pilate and everybody, and they were asking him questions, and what is truth, and there was truth, which was Jesus looking them dead in the face. And then the Pilate said, "Don't you know I have the power to put you to death?" But Jesus looked at him and said, "You have no power except it be given to you from above." What I'm going is trying to let you know that Jesus here is not only the Son of God, but he is God himself. I want you to understand the backdrop, because when you understand this, the resurrection will make a whole lot more sense. And it won't be about chocolate bunnies and eggs. And so, they put him on the cross, and on the way to the cross, they put a crown of thorns on his head, and bled him, and sacked him, and they bit him, and fired him, and they beat him beyond recognition. They beat him so with whips that stuck inside of him and pulled the flesh from his body, so much so that he could see his internal organs. I want you to paint a picture of love. And so, put him on the cross. Yes, there is. And until it was time for him to die, he wouldn't die. Because while he was on the cross, he gave you an example of why he became. You see, he was thrown between two individuals. One was mocking him and saying, "Mama, you just saved yourself and come on down." But then the other one said, "We have sinned. We committed crime. This man in the midst of us has done absolutely nothing." You see, it was at that time that this man realized who Jesus was. And when he realized who Jesus was, he didn't carry it all night long. He made up in his mind and believed that Jesus was the Son of the living God, who was the resurrection and the life. Y'all don't get that. The resurrection and the life. That means he has the power to bring life from nothing, but also the power to sustain life. Remember me when you come into your kingdom. See, there was right there the whole reason that he came. He hadn't even died yet when he understood. Let me go ahead and show somebody who I really am right now. Because I'm really going to show you when I get up in 3 days. This day. He didn't say tomorrow. He didn't say next week. He said, "This day shall you be with me where in paradise." So he was born and he was on the cross, and so then he looked up when it was time. It is true. Father, willingly he hung his head and died for me. Willingly he died, and here's the thing: He willingly died because he knew who he was and he knew he had the power. He just needed to show us that he has the power. And we need to understand that he still has the power. So the backdrop of the story is that he died and he gave up his life so that we can have eternal life. And so he died on the cross and they brought him down and they put him in a tomb. Borrowed. He borrowed a brand new one because he wasn't going to be there that long. Anybody like some of us borrow stuff and don't get it back. He borrowed it for a short period of time because he knew he was going to give it back. And so he went in the room and everybody was so afraid and looked like all hope was gone. But Lord have mercy. Talk about them women. In the midst of everything, they still went down there and they said, our Lord and our Savior, we're going to go and put a little spice on him. We're going to take care of him because he was good to us while he was alive. Matthew chapter 28, verse 1. At the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and become as dead. And the angel answered and said unto the women, fear ye not, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. So I gave you the backdrop. He is not here, for he is risen, what? As he said. He has risen as he said. Y'all got to catch that. Because that's when you have to understand that Jesus told everybody. He told them, I'm going to die, but I'm going to get up. See, we focus so much on the event to where we don't understand the purpose behind it. What is an event? Something that happens, especially one of the important. But when you have an event, there should be purpose. The reason for which something is done or created, or the reason for which something itself exists. And see, here today, we talk about an event. We talk about Easter. See, there's a lot of confusion that goes on about Easter Sunday. For some of us, it's about the Easter bunny and decorated eggs and Easter egg hunts. And most people understand that Easter has something to do with the resurrection. It's something to do with Jesus. But I want you to understand biblically speaking. I want y'all, you know, I say go back and check up on me. Don't just believe it because you hear it over the pulpit. You need to be as the Bereans and search the scriptures daily. But see, there is absolutely no connection between the resurrection of Jesus Christ and common traditions related to Jesus. Y'all, it seems like I just committed barracks. And research and study what you have to understand that the world always likes change things. And a lot of times we like to acquiesce and condescend to try to bring more people in. But like I'm telling you earlier, Jesus spoke truth, and if you care, the truth don't bring you nothing else. Because if the truth don't bring you, the truth can't keep you. And if you come by way of the truth with a Jesus fight, you'll be well kept. You see, what was essentially to make Christianity more attractive to non-Christians, the Roman Catholic Church came up and mixed the whole concept of the celebration of Jesus' resurrection with celebrations that involve spring fertility rituals. These spring fertility rituals are the source of the AIDS and the body. When have you ever known a body to lay eggs? I want you to really think about it. And so that's what happened. And so now we have trying to make Christianity more appealing and to invite more people and inclusive, so we indoctrinate traditions and customs of the world. Boy, that still doesn't look like today's church. But we need to keep it clean, pure, and holy. Because if we do that, the Holy Spirit will take care of the rest. So we have this event that we call Easter. And the world spends a whole lot of time marketing Easter. They tell you about the event. You watch TV, you see the little bunnies, and they playing some music in the backdrop, and it comes up to the Reese's Cup, and they taste, and all of a sudden you got eggs filled with peanut butter and chocolate. Nothing about Jesus. They have sales. They have everything telling you about this event called Easter. But they don't show you anything about the event called the resurrection. See, you got two events going on the same day. But one is just a bit more important than the other. They got you looking at the undercard, when you should be waiting for the main event. Y'all didn't get that. See, they're different types of things. See, they're events, and they have purpose. See, the purpose of Easter with all the bunnies and all that is to take your mind off the resurrection. Because if your mind was on the resurrection, you'd understand that on the inside of you, you have living power. Want to make it plain. Because a lot of times we focus on events and forget about the purpose of the event. Weddings. For ladies, it's a big event. See, I knew I get it. Now I'm going to make it plain. Wedding is a big event. Spend all your daddy's money. All these elaborate dresses. I can speak to that, because in a few days it'll be 24 years for us. And so we have this elaborate event. But sometimes shortly after the event, a lot of times, we forget the purpose of the event. We got caught up in all the glitz and the glamour. But a few months down the line, we forget about forsaking all others for you. We forget about for richer or for poor, till death do us part. We forget about the fact that God is still married to be everlasting. We focus on the event, but we forgot about the purpose. And that's why 6 months later, we want to dissolve the event. Want you to understand, don't get caught up with the event. Understand the importance of events. Birthdays and anniversaries, we celebrate them because it's a day that we were born or a day that we celebrate a milestone, but a lot of times we forget about the reason we were born. We were born because we were put on this earth to do a purpose, to serve Almighty God. And a lot of times we forget about our purpose and we go astray and we do what we want to do until times get hard. And then we want to realize that He is God and say, Lord Jesus, can you help me out now? This is an Easter message. Maybe not like any other, but I'm talking about the main event. Because we got caught up in the wrong event, we forget about the power of God. I want to make it plain, see, young people, graduation from high school and graduation from college is an event. But the purpose of that event is so that you can go off and do bigger and better things. But a lot of time after the event, we return to mom and daddy's house and forget about the purpose of that event. Yes, I'm getting tied up in here, ain't it? I can go that way too, but it ain't time for me to hum right now. See, God even puts events in our life. And so many times we focus on the event rather than the purpose of the event. See, when God put an event in my life and I got real sick and they diagnosed me with cancer and I was in stands and I was calling out to God, see, I realized the purpose of that event. The purpose of that event was to make me look up and say, I need you now, right, God. Oh, right now, Jesus. I need you right now. And a lot of times we focus on the illness and woe is me and why me, but God is saying, I put that event in your life so that you can understand that I am Jehovah Rapha, that I am the God who heals. See, we focus on the event and not the purpose of the event. Yes, you got to learn to keep focused on the event. And I'm going to make it real plain now because, you know, boxing is a sport. It used to be a real big sport when they had some real good heavyweights. And you pay all this money to watch the fight. But before the fight, there's all these other fights. There are all the undercards that go on. All the things that get your attention but are insignificant. Because you didn't pay your money to see the small guys. You paid your money to see the big guys. You wanted to see the big guys come up and duel and knock one another out. So that's why you just keep passing by the TV while the undercard is going. But then it comes time for the main event. When the heavyweight champions of the world come in. And they say, well, in this corner we have so-and-so. And then sometimes they say, let's get ready to rumble. And they go off into their respective corners and they come in and then they say, we're ready now to watch the main event. But they got to focus on the fight. But the purpose of the fight is not the fight itself. The purpose of the fight is to crown the undisputed heavyweight champion of the world. And see if you realize the resurrection gave us our undisputed, undefeated, never lost the fight champion. See, because in the big fight, they want to knock down the opponent so they can't get up. And see, our heavyweight champion. Knock down death. And it ain't getting back up. Woo! See, our undisputed and undefeated champion is Jesus, who is God, the only true and living God. But because we focus so much of our attention on the undercard, we focus so much on the undercard that we forget about the main event. But all I want you to understand today is the main event was the resurrection. And we have been talking about the resurrection for so long. But all we did was raise him out of the grave and left him just walking around. He's just walking around like nothing's going on. Because we forgot about the purpose of the resurrection. See, they do a lot of marketing for Easter. But Jesus did a lot of marketing about Easter. Over in Mark chapter 8, verse 31, and he began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected of the elders and of the chief priests and scribes and be killed. But I liked it. And after 3 days, rise again. That was in Mark. And then again, he comes back in Mark again. Because sometimes we just don't get it. Talking to the disciples again in Mark chapter 9, verse 31, for he called his disciples and said unto them, the Son of Man is delivered into the hands of men, and they shall kill him. And after he is killed, he shall rise the third day. But I like this part. But they understood not their sin, and were afraid. In the midst of them, they had God right there, and he was talking to them. All they had to do was just ask a question. Sometimes we're so scared to talk to God. We don't have to question God, but we can always ask him a question. And if you have a relationship with him, you can ask him a question, and he may not give you the answer that you want, but he'll give you the answer that you need. When you understand the power of the resurrection, you'll understand that if you ask him, he'll provide your needs. You'll understand the reason he got up was so that you can get up and stay up and get out of your sin. The reason he got up out of the grave was so that you can have everlasting life. So they understood it not. But then he comes back again in Matthew. From that time forth, Matthew 16, 21. From that time forth, began Jesus to show his disciples that he must go unto Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and the chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised again. But what? Third day. Sometimes we just don't get it. God takes us through things over and over and over and over and over again, but we still don't get it. But he has told you. So, like, when it comes to pass, you should know that he's. Matthew again, that was 16, Matthew 17, again, not even a whole chapter later. And while they abode in Galilee, Jesus said to them, the Son of Man will be betrayed into the hands of men, and they shall kill him. And the third day, he shall be raised again. And they were exceeding sorry. In fact, they didn't understand who he was. Go back to study Old Testament, like Abraham, when God tells them to offer up Isaac for a sacrifice. He offered him up because he believed that God was able to resurrect him even if he did. But I like this. Over in Jonah, he talked to the big boys. He was over in the temple, taking up a few things, going over to the temple, because they were in his father's house, glory to be corruptible and incorruptible, turning his house of prayer into a big one. He's sounding like the day of the temple, but he forgot about the life of the king. With John 2, 18 and 22, then answered the Jews, and said unto him, what sign? We always look before us. What sign showest thou unto us, being that thou doest these things? And then that you do all this, Jesus, show us a sign. He said unto them, you want a sign? He said, destroy this temple. And in 3 days I will not I shall, or I may be, but in 3 days I will raise it up. Then you have all these educated folks, PhDs and doctors, postdoctoral degrees, rabbis, everybody, all kinds of things. And they look at him and say, there says, 46 years was this temple in there. Hold up, man, you're a fool. He's talking about, we destroyed this temple, and in 3 days you're going to build it up. What do you want to do? Where you got for it? It took us 46 years to build this temple, and how in the world you gonna build it up in 3 days? But all that is education, just like we have today, we're spiritually blind. It says, but he spake of the temple of his body. They didn't understand it. When therefore he was risen from the dead, his disciples, this is the one I said, after so many times, when therefore he was risen from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this unto them, and they what? Believed the scriptures, and what? The word which Jesus had said. How many of you believe the scriptures? How many of you believe what Jesus has said? See, the whole concept behind the event is just to set the stage for the purpose of the event. See, we talk about Resurrection Sunday. We talk about Jesus going down in the tomb and on the third day being, he rises up. But what does it really mean? What does it mean? Went down. There was an earthquake, there was an angel, there was all kinds of things going on. But the main thing was already given. He had been brought back. God had raised him up from the dead. So what does the resurrection really mean? The event had to take place because it was prophesied. But the purpose of the event, he just showed that Jesus was God. We just got him up out of the grave. But because he got up, it shows that he is God. Because only God has the power to give life. Only God has the power to take life. And only God has the power to resurrect life from the dead. What does that mean to you? That dead situation in your life. This Resurrection Sunday, Jesus wants you to know that he rose from the grave with all power to resurrect your dead situation. He's not just standing up. He's sitting on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for you. The fact that he got up didn't mean he stopped working. He got up out of the grave to demonstrate that he had all power in his hand. He demonstrated that he had power to heal. He had power to overcome death. But most of all, the promise that was given back in the garden, he said he has the power to transform your life. Hallelujah. Y'all didn't get this. We want to leave him just walking around. Because he got up, he has all power in his hand. And when you understand that he has all power in his hand, you understand when he says, I am the resurrection and the life. And when you have Jesus in your life and you accept him and give him total control, he will give you life and life more abundantly. And so the power behind the resurrection, all the struggles that you're going through, you don't have to go through those struggles. If you understand that the power was in the resurrection, and the power is already there to transform your life, the power is already there to take you from where you are to where you need to go. Jesus got up on the third day, just like he promised, just like he said he would. The power of the resurrection shows that Jesus is God, and that God is not a man that he should lie. So if he said something to you, look out, it's about to get done. is about to get done right now, because there's power in the name of Jesus. We talk about the blood of Jesus. When you understand that red crimson blood that was shed on the cross for you, you'll understand why you got to get up and go help somebody. When you get saved, you don't have to worry about somebody pumping and prying. You got something that's deep on the inside that made a change and transformed you. Transform your heart. Transform your mind. Transform your thinking. Transform your going. Transform your coming out and your going in. That is the purpose of the event. Stop focusing on that he got up. He's up. He's walking around waiting on you to say, Lord, come into my life. Lord, transform my heart. Lord, make me new. Transform me. And guess what? And we always say, and my God, doubts it. All my need according to his riches, where in glory, where is he in glory, where are my riches in glory, where am I seated with Christ in the heavenly places. So when you understand who you are, where you are, and who God is, the resurrection means a whole lot more. Because he has power, I got power. Power to cast out demons, power to cast out devils, power to heal the sick, power to raise the dead, power to pray for people, power. We focus on the event, but the purpose of the event is so that you can have power. We always say power, power, Lord, but we sit down like we got a dead battery. Y'all know how much power it takes to stop the heart to bring it back. That's some power. And all God had to do was say, Jesus, get up. All he had to do was just speak word. All he had to do was say, Lazarus, come forth. And he came out of the tomb. But to understand this, see, Lazarus had to die again. But Jesus only had to die one time. And he got up and he's never going to die again. And that's why I have homegoing celebration. We can say, oh, death, where is thy sting? Oh, grave, where is thy victory? Because my victory is in Jesus. My victory is in my God. My victory is in the power that got up out of the grave. Oh, Jesus. Woo! Let me close. My wife looking back there at me. I know he's a healer. He's looking at me because the doctor gave me this diagnosis of bronchitis. But I say, Lord, why before Easter Sunday you want to give me this event? And he said, I want to give you that event so that you know that the preaching is not by your power. I want to give you that event so you know that the speaking of the word is not by your power. It's not by your power. Not by might, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Y'all can stand to your feet. I'm just heading out of here. But I feel good right now. Don't really feel like talking. Feel like dancing. I feel like giving God the glory. Because he just proved the point. Don't focus on the event. Focus on the purpose of the event. Young people, don't focus on that exam. Focus on the purpose of that exam. The purpose of that exam is to show what you know. Y'all know I can't sing. But if that's all that God's not there, he's yet alive. I can feel him in my hands. I can feel him in my feet. I can feel him all over me. There's something about the resurrection power when God gets down on the inside of you. If there's anyone today that doesn't know the Lord as a personal Savior today, just come forward. If you need prayer, just come forward. Because the Spirit of the Lord is here. The Spirit of God is here in the atmosphere. And he wants you to know that this day, focus on the main event. But don't forget about the purpose of the event. The purpose is so that we can be reconciled back to God. So that we can have that peace that passes all understanding. Coming to know God and to know Jesus doesn't promise a bed of roses. It doesn't promise ease. It promises that God will keep you and never leave you. Sometimes it gets hard if you look at ministers and pastors. And I want to let you know that I go through some of the same struggles that you go through. It's just how I choose to deal with them. I deal with them according to the Word and the Scripture and God. Now, back in the day, I might have did something else. But because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, I don't have any more fear. I used to be afraid of dying. Because I knew that if I died without Jesus, I would open my eyes in hell. But I don't fear anymore because I know him down on the inside. I know he transformed me, and you today can be transformed. Don't worry about your friends. Don't worry about your family. If you need God and you need to know him for yourself, just come. Because the day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. I know I used to be there. I'm going to wait till I get 18 to get saved. I'm going to wait till I get 20 to get saved. I'm going to wait till I get 25 to get saved. I'm going to wait till I get 28 to get saved. I waited till I was 30 to get saved. But that was the cause of an event. Don't let an event drop you to Christ. He says, whosoever will, let him come.
We trust that you've been blessed and encouraged by today's message. For more information about True Holiness, or if you'd like to give a tax-deductible donation to help us continue to spread the gospel, visit us on the web at www.trueholinesscogic.org.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.